Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to Fort McMurray Matters,
keeping you connected to our community.
Brought to you by Colin Hartigan of Coldwell Banker Fort McMurray, Cooper & Company Law Firm, and Fort McMurray Orthodontics on Mix 103.7.
Good afternoon and happy Monday. It's November 1st. I'm Sean Kreitz with Fort McMurray Matters. And today on the show, we are going to have the one and only Jane Stroud, acclaimed counselor in Ward 4. Jane, thank you so much for coming on the show today. Do you have anything you want to say to the people?
I'm honored to be acclaimed as Ward 4 counselor. A big thank you for the support from the residents and businesses. I will continue to listen, raise concerns, and work towards achieving the results that folks deserve. I want to congratulate all my council colleagues on being elected for this council term. I want to thank the administration for the regional municipality of Wood Buffalo that even with the challenges of the fire, the flood, and COVID-19, the projects continue to move forward. High essential service projects this term include high-speed internet in Ward 4, completion of paved roads in Anzac and Conklin, rural water and sewer hookups completed to the homes in Gregoire Lake Estates, Anzac, John Vie, and Conklin, extension of the walking paths in Conklin and Anzac, and progress on the egress roads for John Vie and Anzac.
And then Jane, I guess, can you take me through like your election process since there was no one else like running? Since everyone else kind of has to like campaign for people to go up against a competitor, what is it like when you're not going up against anyone else?
Well, it gave me time to prepare for this new term on council.
And then did you spend your election night? Like I was talking to some other people, they were like out at a place or they spent it with like family at a certain place. How did you spend your election night awaiting the results, even though you knew what was going to happen?
Well, the previous night on like September 20th, I knew that I would be told if I was either acclaimed or there was somebody running against me. So on September 19th, I was still out campaigning. I had sent flyers out to Anzac, Conklin, and John Vie. However, due to the lack of service in Gregoire Lake Estates, I was walking around doing all the streets. So as of September 19th, I just had one street left. But when September 20th, I realized that I was acclaimed, I then had to stop campaigning, don't put signs out, because it confuses the residents, because I was not going to be on the ballot.
That's right. And is there a certain feeling you have, or describe the feeling that you have that no one else is running? Do you think that's like a vote of confidence in you?
Well, I feel I have the support from the residents and businesses in Ward 4. And I'd also like to discuss some of the truth and reconciliation with you, Sean.
Yeah, absolutely. The floor is yours.
So Council's strategic plan for 2017 to 2021 included the Truth and Reconciliation Commission of Canada report. In working through this report, I understand the history behind Orange Shirt Day. Phyllis Webstad recounted her first day of residential schooling at 6 years old when she was stripped of her clothes, including the new orange shirt her grandmother bought her, which was never returned. The orange shirt now symbolizes how the residential school system took away the Indigenous identity of its students. Some of the work that has been done on truth and reconciliation is that administration formed the Reconciliation Advisory Circle and supporting Indigenous-led initiatives by mayor and council, such as the flying of the Métis flag in Anzac and the future placement of a sign on Highway 63 and 881, recognizing Treaty 8 and unceded Métis territory. more progress needs to be made this coming council term.
And when you say more progress, do you have anything in mind right away that you want to maybe push forward?
Well, I think that we have, you know, a slate of new counselors, so they have to understand, you know, what progress we have made, and it needs to be in the council's strategic plan for 2021 going forward.
Mm-hmm. And then do you have any initial thoughts on the new council now that the swearing in has happened and everything?
I believe that we can all work as a team and moving forward.
If you have any piece of advice for just any of a lot of the new counselors, since you are acclaimed, what kind of piece of advice would you throw out there?
I think to be successful, we have to work together.
And Jane, I understand that the province isn't where I guess it needs to be. Do you have any thoughts on that?
Mayor and Council, RMWB Administration, key industry partners, the Premier and the Minister of Transportation all need to be at the table to discuss the conditions of Highway 881. This highway desperately needs improvements to handle the traffic. We need the continuation of industry to boost our economy while ensuring safety for rural residents that travel the highway to Fort McMurray for essential services. Both administration and council continue to put pressure on the provincial government to returning localized emergency services dispatch. This is a critically important issue. The health and safety of residents remains the top priority. Please engage, send emails to mayor and council, provincial and federal representatives. Your voices need to be heard.
Can you just go in depth a little bit about the history of 881 and just why it needs the repairs?
Well, Highway 881 lacks shoulders and turnoff lanes. So right now, there's some large trucks that are traveling that highway and with the pups on attached. And we've had 5 to 6 rollovers in the last 2 months. And this is because as the pup and the truck turn a corner, the pup tends to sway, and it either goes towards the ditch and there is no shoulders, or it goes towards the center line. So this is a problem that we've got, and with the roads being so narrow, then they flip.
Jane, anything else that you wanted to get out there to people that maybe don't know you just yet, or new to town, or just anything else that is a pressing issue for you?
It's important that we move forward with our strategic plan in the near future.
Wonderful, Jane. Congratulations on being acclaimed for Ward 4. Absolutely fantastic. Thank you so much for joining me, and I wish you all the best with the new council, and I look forward to chatting in the years to come here.
Thank you, Sean.
That was acclaimed Ward 4 Councillor Jane Stroud. Thank you so much for joining Fort McMurray Matters today. I'm Sean Kreitz. Pleasure to be with you. We're going to take our first break, and then we'll be right back.
We'll return in a moment to Fort McMurray Matters. Brought to you by Colin Hartigan of Coldwell Banker Fort McMurray, Cooper & Company Law Firm, and Fort McMurray Orthodontics on Mix 103.7. We're back to Fort McMurray Matters. Brought to you by Colin Hartigan of Coldwell Banker Fort McMurray, Cooper & Company Law Firm, and Fort McMurray Orthodontics on Mix 103.7.
Good afternoon and welcome back to Fort McMurray Matters. I'm Sean Kreitz, and for part two of today, we're going to go to a little clip we had on the morning show with Steph and I. We interviewed Amber at Pasdue Place Detox Center, and she talks a little bit about that. So we're going to hop right into that.
Every Monday, we've been partnering with United Way Fort McMurray Wood Buffalo to chat with a different partner organization that the United Way helps support during their local love campaign. And this morning, we have the executive director of Pasdue Place Detox Center on the line. Amber, how are you?
Good. How are you guys?
I'm doing pretty good. Amber, so what does Pasdue Place Detox Center do in the community?
Right, so we've been in the community since 1979. We are a 16-bed detox facility. However, we offer a few more programs than just detox. Our programs were designed in a way that it's continuum of care for those that are suffering from addiction. So we have detox. Obviously, detox is for people that are withdrawing from substances, and they can do so in a safe and monitored environment. We offer a pre-treatment program, which allows those individuals wanting to go to treatment to stay with us until they transition into the treatment centers. That program is the program that is funded by United Way. We have a day program which educates individuals on how all aspects of addiction impact their lives and what they can do about it. And then we also have a post-treatment program which allows people to stay with us after residential treatment for up to a year while they build the supports, gain the employment, and kind of get on their feet after being lost in addiction for however long they've been there for. All of these programs are meant to catch a person when they're asking for help and then guide them through all the different phases until they're good and transitioned back out into our community as sober people. United Way has been a partner of ours in this pre-treatment and post-treatment program for the last, well, since 2005.
Wow.
And they really fund the programs that enable people to change, because without pre-treatment, people were going back into the environment that they came from and they weren't making it to their treatment dates. So really, United Way funds the programs that help change.
Wow, that's amazing. If somebody was looking for more information, they're like, I didn't know this existed in our community. Where could they find it?
Yeah, they could go to our Facebook. We have a Facebook. It's just Crafty Place Detox. And they could also call the center, 780-791-2525. Speak to anybody there and we will direct them and help them.
Oh, thanks, Amber. Thanks for educating everyone on some new information here, or just some information that maybe they needed refreshing on. We appreciate you coming on today.
No, thanks, guys.
And of course, we've been chatting with all these partner organizations of the United Way because of their local love campaign, specifically the Red Menu campaign. If you want to help support the United Way and eat something delicious, make sure you check out Boston Pizza, both downtown and Timberlee, this Wednesday and order off the Red Menu.
And we're just going to take our second break here on Fort McMurray Matters. We'll be right back for part three.
We'll return in a moment to Fort McMurray Matters. Brought to you by Colin Hartigan of Coldwell Banker Fort McMurray, Cooper & Company Law Firm, and Fort McMurray Orthodontics on Mix 103.7. We're back to Fort McMurray Matters. Brought to you by Colin Hartigan of Coldwell Banker Fort McMurray, Cooper & Company Law Firm, and Fort McMurray Orthodontics on Mix 103.7.
And we're back with Fort McMurray Matters. Good afternoon. I'm Sean Kreitz. Pleasure to be with you. For our third part of today, we are going to go to a chat that we had a little earlier on this morning. My co-host, Steph Seidel, and I, we chatted with what I want to say, or what we want to say, is a local hero in the community, 8-year-old Finn. Now, we had Finn and Colleen on the phone, and Finn's doing a lot of amazing things in the community, like donating his hair to Angel Hair. We'll hop right into that.
Hi, Finn. How are you?
Good.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, Finn, I wanted to chat with you because I saw something really cool that you did over the weekend, but I always see cool stuff that you're doing. Can you tell us a little bit about Fun with Finn?
Yes.
All right, what is Fun with Finn?
It's a cotton candy business.
And do you make the cotton candy?
Both of us do the cotton candy.
Both of you? You and your mom, Colleen?
Yep.
What kind of flavors do y'all have?
Cherry, blueberry, raspberry, strawberry, watermelon, crazy apple.
All the good kinds. What's your favorite?
Mine would be crazy apple.
Sounds delicious. And then Finn, what I saw on your mom's Facebook page the other day was that usually when I see you, I recognize you right away because you have the most beautiful golden hair, but now you have a haircut.
Yeah.
Okay, tell me what happened. Why'd you cut your hair?
To donate.
Oh, Finn, and where are you donating it to?
Angel Hair.
Oh, why did you decide to do that?
My mom actually decided it.
Your mom decided it? Was it a joint decision, though? Were you like, that's a good idea, Mom?
Yes.
And what is Angel Hair?
Angel Hair is a place where they make wigs for people who don't have hair.
Wow. You're incredible, Finn.
How old are you?
Eight.
And was that always the plan when you were growing your hair, was to donate it? Or did it just kind of happen, you were ready for a haircut and it was like, we're going to cut it all off and make sure somebody else has some hair?
It was from the beginning when I had pretty short hair.
Okay, wow. All right. So 2 years it took you to grow it?
Yeah.
That's amazing. Do you think you're going to start now and start growing again, or?
Maybe.
Maybe. Well, that is awesome, Finn. Thanks so much. You know what? We need more people like you in the world.
Yeah.
Good work, man. We're, not only are we proud of you, but the entire region is proud of you as well for your hard work. You're a leader.
Thank you.
And that's all the time we have for today on Fort McMurray Matters. I'm Sean Kreitz. Busy one as well. We had acclaimed Ward 4 counselor Jane Stroud join us first. And then secondly, we had Amber with Pastu Place Detox Center. Gave us a bunch of information about them and just how they're involved with the United Way, Fort McMurray, and Wood Buffalo. And then finally, we ended up with our local hero, Finn, 8 years old, donating his hair so it can go towards people that might have to wear wigs in the future. And just an incredible, incredible young leader in our community right here. Thank you so much for tuning in to Fort McMurray Matters. If you want to catch the full episode, it will be posted on our website shortly. You can catch it there or Apple Podcasts or just anywhere where you get your podcasts. If you have any questions, you can always reach out to us. But for now, thank you for tuning into Fort McMurray Matters, and we will chat soon.
That's the end of another edition of Fort McMurray Matters.
Want a copy of this episode or any past episode? Download the podcast at mix1037fm.com.
Brought to you by Colin Hartigan of Coldwell Banker Fort McMurray, Cooper & Company Law Firm, and Fort McMurray Orthodontics on Mix 103.7.